gentlemen,
welcome
to the Brewsaders podcast.
I don't fucking dig that shit.
You don't want to go back and forth?
Nah.
Maddie, what time you wake up in the morning? We were just discussing this.
4 a.m.
Dude, what the fuck? And you go to bed at midnight. Do you do that consistently?
It depends. Not every night. Some nights I'll be in bed. I'll be upstairs by 9, laying in bed, but I don't fall asleep right away.
Dude, what's the fucking... I find myself laying in bed, and I'm like, going to bed. But then those fucking Facebook videos.
I don't look at my phone.
That's so hard, dude.
It's not for me.
You have self-control.
I put my phone down, and I watch... I have the TV on. I watch Adult Swim, and I just lay there.
Dude, Adult Swim is literally, I think, is what causes ADHD. People that fucking... When you were a kid, I guaranteed you have friends that would sleep with the TV on. It would always be on Adult Swim.
Yeah, that's me.
I fucking hate you. Well, I hate your type.
I never had friends sleep over.
You didn't have friends, probably.
I slept over friends' houses. I didn't sleep at my house.
I was usually the same way. I would sleep over other people's house. But that was the worst. I always ended up like either not sleeping at all because I fucking hated sleeping over people's houses. I don't know why I always did it. You'd sleep over a house, you'd always get this uncomfortable couch, and then the kid, it was always the fucking kid that had to leave the TV on, fucking volume on 50, and he would always be on some annoying TV show on Adult Swim. I have like literally have PTSD. I can think back.
I love that shit. So you want to talk about PTSD? I was fucking sleeping, and I didn't get a couch like you got. I got a recliner.
If I was lucky.
Sometimes, dude, it didn't recline. Sometimes it was just a chair.
I'd refuse. I wouldn't sleep over at someone's house like that. I remember.
I wasn't allowed to take my shoes off because my feet stunk so bad.
Yeah, you were a gross kid, dude.
I fucking loved it.
I'm taking a sip of this beer, by the way.
If you weren't a gross kid growing up, I mean, you didn't live. Everyone should have had that one summer where they went through being the gross kid.
See, this is the thing. This is what I'm learning about you slowly over our time together, is that you were just that fucking kid. You were the kid that fucking watched Adult Swim all night and got ADHD from it. You were the kid that stunk. You were the kid that fucking misbehaved.
You
were
right.
Disrespectful to people. You hated authority.
I still do.
You do. You were just that motherfucker when you were young.
I was a good kid, though.
No, you weren't. You're the worst type of kid. If my kid ends up like you, oh.
I hope my kid ends up like me.
No, you don't.
So I can beat the shit out of him.
So you can just be that father.
No. I was a good kid.
I remember sleeping over my friend Andrew Collier's house.
You don't have to say their full fucking name.
Who gives a fuck?
He's probably listening, and now he's going to be like, I'm a celebrity. I was on a podcast.
I'm not friends with him anymore. Well, we just don't keep in touch, but he's a good kid. No, you know, great childhood memories playing, you know, baseball together. But I slept over his house one time, and someone in his upstairs was watching Chris Rock special was it? It was a Chris Rock special. I used to be able to remember this special, but it was a Chris Rock special, and it was his dad, I think, watching it. It was on full goddamn blast. And then after the special ended, it was another Chris Rock special after that. I'm surprised I don't hate stand-up comedy just because of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would have, because it's not the best stand-up comedy.
I was alone in a giant, echoey living room. He, fucking Andrew...
So wait, you slept
He went up to his room.
You slept in someone else's house in their living room?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I ever had that.
Dude, I used to get myself in weird predicaments
when I was younger. We all slept in the living room together, like the group of us, or I slept on the floor in the bedroom. Like, we never were like...
That was when you were really young. I think I was kind of older at this point. I was probably like 12 or something.
I was going to say I was probably about 12.
Okay, well, you're just questionable. You probably kept everyone up all night.
No, man, I went to bed before everyone else.
I was always the last person awake.
It's not true. I could never sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I still can't. Like I was saying earlier, I wake up like every hour on the hour.
Really?
I don't. If there's any type of movement, it wakes me up.
And you're saying how fucking You try to be mad courteous in the morning. You go into the other room from your wife. You lay out your clothes. What do you do? You lay out your clothes ahead of the time the night before.
I put them out the night before.
Yeah.
My shirts, my socks, my underwear, everything. It's laid out. I know where it is. I go in there. I don't even turn the light on in my bedroom. I get up and I walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And
you slink out of bed.
I do. I'm very quiet about it. I even shut the door behind me. Not all the way, but just enough so the light in the hallway.
Right. So the light and the noise doesn't get in, but the sound of the door shutting doesn't happen.
Right. Okay. And because the cat's usually in there and she'll just make a fuck ton of noise.
Right. And you lay your shit out.
I'm a nice guy.
And then what does your wife do?
She fucking blow dries her hair, even though she didn't even take a shower.
Bro, if that's not a fucking relationship right there, if that's not just a great relationship, that's fucking hysterical. Why are women like that?
It's just who they are.
You'll do everything you goddamn possibly can to not make a peep, because if you wake her up, she might freak out.
She probably wouldn't.
No. But she's just like, I'm
like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah.
She just fucking takes a portable stove up to the bedroom.
It's a lot earlier.
Sizzling eggs and bacon in bed.
It's a lot earlier when I wake up, too.
Yeah.
It's like 3 hours earlier.
Obviously, waking up wicked early sucks balls, but there's something about being awake before the rest of the world is like, it's kind of nice. You're just like, it's just super quiet outside. You can hear cars like miles off in the distance, and you're just getting your
You can hear cars?
Yeah, in Tewksbury, when I walk outside in the morning to my car.
There are no cars.
There aren't, but we live like probably 3 or 4 miles from 93, and I can hear the highway off in the distance, like very, very far off in the distance. I can hear like the humming of cars. It's kind of nice.
I don't have that. Although I do, there are other people out there. Like I'll get in my car, I'll pull out my driveway, and I'll know that there's probably one or two cars coming. Mm-hmm. It's the same cars every day. I'll go down, I'll drive past the church, and there's a car on in front of the church.
At 4 a.m.?
One guy's getting in it. It's across the street from his house, so he's just parking there.
Okay.
And then
I thought he was like going to praise the Lord.
No.
Get his Jesus on.
It's a Spanish church, so he could be. But, yeah, I mean, it's my crew. They don't know they're my crew, but they're my crew.
Yeah, the morning people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and once you get used to waking up in the morning, and then you wake up like late in the day, say you have a day off, it feels so fucking weird.
I wake up at 7 on my day off. That's the latest I wake up.
I'm lucky. A lot of people are like, oh, I wake up. I'm so used to waking up early. Now I wake up at like 7 a.m. anyways, but I'm lucky. I can still sleep to like noon.
Oh, fuck that. That's a waste of a day.
I know. That's why I hate it when I do get up. I feel like
Thinking about it makes me feel anxiety. Like shit.
Yeah, dude, I literally get anxiety when I have a day off, which is few and far between, but I get up at like noon, I'm like, I have anxiety.
You can do that, you know.
Nah, it won't work. I'll stay in bed all day.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I sleep and I wake up every hour. It sucks.
Should we get to the docket?
Yeah, tell me what's on the docket.
Sorry, guys. On the docket, this is a fucking beer podcast. Welcome to the Brusaders. What's up, dude?
What's up?
It's the Brusaders, dog. So on the docket, we have a homebrew.
Homebrew.
From our fucking boy, Scotty Carlson, kid, donated to the podcast by Melrose Firefighter. We have to name this beer. It's a cherry wheat beer.
Yeah, name it. You said you were going to do it on the fly, and then now you're talking about naming it. That's not on the fly.
True.
Just do it.
Scotty. I like Scotty's sauce.
All right, Scotty's sauce.
What else?
That kind of sucks. You fucking just name everything sauce.
I know.
You do yours. It'll be Maddie sauce.
You don't want to know what I was going to name yours. I was going to name yours Maddie's Fat Dick IPA.
Milk of Maddie Mayhem.
Ugh, don't say milk.
Like milk of magnesia.
Yeah, I get it. I don't like that. Ugh.
Dirty.
That's gross.
Because I don't need that pen.
And then we have our second beer on the docket. This was given to the podcast by another listener. And
fuck, mad listeners.
Yeah, bro. It's Trekker Triple, a Belgian Golden Ale from Slumbrew out of Somerville.
You love that Somerville shit.
Somerville's putting out good shit, and Slumbrew is avid supporter of the local stand-up comedy scene. So, kudos.
Yeah, you like that stand-up comedy bullshit.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
we won't get into it.
We won't get into the Chappelle special because
I don't care. And I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you got to see it before we really get into it. Fucking Owen Benjamin. God, that guy's so negative.
Yeah. I like him, though.
Yeah. Well, you're a negative human.
I'm the most positive person you'll ever meet. I have the most positive outlook on everything. Like, everything is going to be just fine because there's nothing you can do about it.
Remember that day we went over the Ten Commandments of Satan?
Yeah.
That was really eye-opening for me.
About how magnificent Satan is?
Yeah. That was like...
It's been a while since we've talked about Satan.
Yeah. We've done our best. We've like gone out of the way to not talk about it. It's come up and we've been like, oh, we can't
talk about that. We shouldn't.
Yeah. It's like naturally found its way into the conversation. We just fucking kick it down. All right. You want to get into this beer real quick?
Yeah, I got to take a swig.
And then do we have anything else on the docket? Oh, I want to talk about natural disasters, bro.
Oh, okay.
So we'll
that
get
sounds like a great time.
Okay.
I love a natural disaster.
I know you do. You fucking weirdo. Okay. I've been sipping this while we've been talking. And
I wish I knew more about it.
Okay, so hold on.
It's a cherry wheat.
He texted me a little blurb. You want me to read the blurb?
It's Scotty's special sauce.
Scotty's special sauce. Slinging Scotty. I love it.
Slinging Scotty's special sauce.
That's right. So it says, care for a refreshing light beer?
Oh, shit. He did this whole thing?
Yeah. With the great taste of cherries. Oh, with the great taste of cherries, question mark? This American-style wheat beer
Dude,
takes...
Dude, reading is hard. It really is.
Oh, I think you said my breathing is hard.
No, reading. Your breathing's fine, bro.
Oh, thanks, man. fuck you, now I'm starting over. Care for a refreshing light beer with the great taste of cherries, question mark? Not really, to be honest, but...
It's not what I'm looking for, Scott.
Yeah, sorry, Scott. This American-style wheat beer takes the Hefeweizen recipe and replaces the distinctive yeast with a much cleaner fermenting ale yeast. It is a great subtle craft brew. That's it.
That's it? You don't talk about the
specialty
aroma?
Specialty grains, malt extracts, hops, and additives.
Aroma.
He said he's at work, so he doesn't really...
He doesn't know.
Yeah,
all right.
He doesn't know.
Is that him?
Nope. I'm getting a call from someone I haven't talked to in...
15 minutes?
2.5 years.
You want me to talk to him?
Should I answer it?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's up, Connor?
What's up, Dave?
Dude, you're live on the Brusaders podcast right now.
I am?
Yeah. How you been?
Everybody.
How you... Dude, I forgot to tell you, congratulations on being married like for over a year
thank
now.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How you been?
I'm good, man.
Oh, while I have you on the phone, Connor, just to let you know... this is good for the listeners to know. Connor's actually one of the first people that introduced me to craft brews and specifically IPAs. So back at the old UMass. So yeah, just want to let you know. Thank you for that, you know.
Okay. Shout out to Cape Cod Beers and Cisco Brewers.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, man.
All right, I'll talk to you. Bye.
Later, thanks.
Good kid.
What a terrific kid. What a terrific phone call. Let's get back to the fucking beer.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Didn't I thought that was going to be fun. It wasn't.
Me
it was,
too.
You're listening. You listened to a heavily edited version of that phone call because it was just so boring.
Oh, come on. Wasn't that boring?
It was really boring. You're not even going to hear the majority of it. You didn't just hear the majority of it. You heard what I thought was fun.
All right. Well, you know what, dude?
Jesus Christ.
Poor kid.
How could someone be that boring?
Maybe we'll... Dude, he didn't know he was calling into the podcast. I kind of
yeah, but you
him
told
the spot.
Him.
And then he had actual things he wanted to ask me.
I know. What? Who calls people?
That was wicked random.
Who doesn't just send a text?
Mad random people have been hitting me up lately.
No one hits me up. The only Look person who this. Hits me up is the fucking 800 numbers.
Dude, it's all... Well, okay. Connor is actually one of my, like... I lived with him at school. He's one of my better friends. Where the fuck
we
is...
just abandoned Slim Scotty, Slinging Scotty's special
Scotty
sauce.
Scotty can fucking wait, dude. Scotty can fucking wait. So...
What?
I don't even know, dude. I don't even know.
I don't know where you're going with this. People call you. No one calls me. So what?
This is the text I randomly got. at 3 p.m. on a Friday, out of nowhere, with an from an unsaved number. Unsaved number. This is the text I get. Penis.
Nice.
I go, I don't know who this is, but we're off to a hot start. So I'm not going to say this kid's name, but this is someone that I haven't talked to in over 4 years, okay?
Four years.
He just says his name and then goes, let's say his name's Steve. He just goes, penis. I go, ha, I don't know who this is, but we're off to a hot start. He just goes, Steve, ha ha. Nothing else. What do you hit me up for saying penis, bro? I just go, what's up, man? Good, nothing. How you been?
Can I give you a scenario?
He never even said anything. He just said penis, and then that was it.
Someone grabbed his phone and just picked a random number, and it was you, and they just typed penis.
No, because he stopped responding, and then 3 weeks later...
Yeah,
because
he was probably like, I got to address this situation.
He just goes, bro, do you live in Peabody still? I go, no, I moved to Somerville. He just goes, bitch. And that's dude. And then it ended again.
I mean, you'd be more of a bitch if you stayed in Peabody.
Yeah.
Somerville's hard. It's tough.
Fucking hard, kid. No, Somerville's not tough anymore.
Well, it's a lot tougher than Peabody is.
Fuck you. Dude, what is up with people, man?
I don't know.
At least fucking Connor had a fucking reason to hit me up.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Old friends, if you want to, you can text and call me.
Oh, my fucking God.
I'm just at home.
Sorry, I'm all worked up right now. Who the fuck texts someone saying penis after not talking to them for 4 years?
That's funny. You should like that. You're into comedy. Yeah, you're
okay,
a comedian.
That's funny, bro. I like it.
I mean,
but,
it's not funny.
But then, no, it's funny.
I would have been like, what the fuck is this? Who's texting me?
He's
penis. That's all? You interrupted my day just to tell me penis?
It's not. I don't care. I don't mind. That
text but that
is funny.
That would have been my...
It's a funny opener. I like it, but okay, follow it up with something. Why aren't... What do you want? What do you want, bro? What do you
penis.
Want?
He wanted a penis.
Oh, man.
Way to go, Steven.
Fucking kid's ridiculous, man, out here. All right, BTTB.
Hashtag BTTB.
Let's actually get back to the beer and talk about this. So it's a cherry Heffenweizen. I know you don't like wheat beers,
it's a cherry wheat. Wheat beers, actually, I have really, really severe allergic reactions to wheat beers.
No, you don't.
Well,
you get like an upset tummy.
No. That's every alcoholic beverage.
Hey, you know what I think about this beer?
Oh, he's going for seconds, even though we got two more to do. I respect it.
Yeah, I'm not. Dude. You think I don't have any responsibilities today?
Well, you do have to get home.
True. Fair enough. What do you think about the alcohol content before we get into anything?
This to me, this tastes like a session. I don't think there's a lot of alcohol in this. The color is real nice. It's a real pretty color.
Yeah, it tastes like around probably 4-ish, 4.5%.
I was gonna say 4 or 5. It's very see through.
It's amber.
Yeah,
that perfect amber color. The head was actually decent when I poured it out the first time.
The lacing's not bad.
Yeah, the lacing's not bad. I feel like homebrews usually have pretty good lacings. You end up leaving a lot of shit in this.
Did a good job on the filter.
Yeah, he did though. He did. He really did. What do you taste?
Real slight, like a black cherry taste. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a cherry. When I think of cherries, I think of the maraschino cherry taste.
Yeah.
And that's not what you're getting here. You're getting actual fruit cherry taste here.
Yeah. Real cherries. I fucking love real cherries.
They got the pits in them. I'm not a big fan of pits.
It's my favorite fruit.
Oh. I don't like being down in the pits,
I love things. I love spitting things.
Sunflower seeds.
I love spitting sunflower seeds. I love spitting
I like
watermelon
the plastic
seeds,
sunflower
not
seeds.
So much.
What the fuck?
Watermelon seeds are just too much.
I don't like watermelon.
What?
You get too sticky eating it.
It's a messy fruit.
I don't like getting sticky. Anything that makes me like sticky, like food-wise, not for me.
Let me think.
An orange? Don't like an orange.
Oh, you know what always gets you sticky?
Tell me.
Like a caramel apple.
Oh, don't do it. I don't do a caramel apple.
Yeah, because it drips
apple.
Down the fucking stick.
I don't do it.
Yeah, and it gets... Yo, I fucking challenge you, the biggest mouth motherfucker out there, to try to eat a caramel apple without getting shit all over their fucking face.
What does big mouth have to do with that?
If they have a big, big circumference,
yeah,
a big diameter mouth, they can get a good bite out of the apple without their, rest of their face touching it, I think.
No.
Yeah.
My jaw unhinges on the left side. I'm telling you, it's not true.
Maddie's snake lips.
You don't believe me?
Oh.
Yeah. True fact.
That was gross.
Yeah.
Is that actually it unhinging?
It's not what's not connected properly.
If you could teach yourself to do it on the other side.
I could be a fucking... I'd be like one of those monsters you see in movies where they just fucking... Their jaw would drop to the ground, but I was actually thinking while I was doing it. I'd be like, I probably wouldn't be able to keep it in place if I unhinged the other side. It would probably just drop down all the time.
No, because you have tight face skin.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I have very loose skin.
No, here. You have good, tight skin on
I
your face.
I got this bump underneath my chin here, too, and I don't know what it is.
Really?
Is it hard? I was pushing on it, yeah. It just keeps coming back. It's either a cyst or a tumor. Can't be anything else.
Anyways, it's probably a cyst. You should go on Dr. Pimple Popper.
It's in between.
You ever seen that Instagram account?
No, I don't like that shit.
She's getting her own show.
It's in between my jaw. Like, you know, if you put your finger between your jaw, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's like in there. It's like floating around loose. It just moves around.
There's a lot of dead space in there that's just filled in with cartilage. It's pretty gross. I feel like there's a lot of room for bad stuff to happen.
I'm telling you, dude, it's gross. I don't know what it is. There's one in my throat, too, that I push around.
You could be really careful about infections in your mouth because it can travel up to your brain very easily.
Good. I hope so. My brain's got too much going on as it is. It needs to relax for a little bit.
You could be a zombie.
Dude, wouldn't that be sick?
No.
Being a zombie?
No, probably not. Probably would really suck horribly.
That depends. If you're aware that you're a zombie, but you can't do anything about it, that'd be shitty.
Yeah. You would just have that incredible urge to eat
like
loved ones.
Like, no, I don't want to do this. I'm not really meaning to do this, but like, it's not coming out. You're only thinking that.
That's like werewolves, I think.
That'd be terrible. I don't know shit about werewolves. I'm not a lichen.
Werewolves are like that. They're like, get away. You know what I mean? They're always like, get away.
They're like,
they like don't, for some reason, don't know the full moon schedule. Like, you only change into a werewolf when there's a full moon. You'd think you'd start to know the schedule.
Yeah.
When there's gonna
be a
full moon.
It doesn't change.
But they're always bring out these girls on dates that the night of a full moon, then they're like, look up in the sky like, oh fuck, dude.
That's because they do know the schedule.
I'm gonna fucking eat this bitch later. Then they're like, get away.
But if you were like a zombie and it like just took over you and you like embraced it, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you were like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna eat the shit out of you. Not beat the shit. I guess you could, but you probably fall apart. You
fucking just square up with people. You're the zombie that just fist fights people.
Why isn't this zombie trying to eat me? He just fucking squared up. What was that?
Yo, I'd fucking run so fast if I ever saw a zombie that squared up with me.
It's like, I ain't even trying to eat you.
I'd be like, oh fuck, yo, that zombie's coming at me. He's gonna eat me, dog. I might be able to fuck him up, though. And then he just starts throwing hands. I'm like, damn, dog.
Dude, because you just keep hitting him and he's not...
He's just eating hooks left and right.
Just boom. Yeah, takes a bite out of your hand.
Dude. He's throwing haymakers at you. That'd be scary.
Now, that's a movie I'd like to see.
What, Nate Diaz, his fighting, he's a MMA fighter.
Zombie style?
His nickname is like the something zombie. American zombie, I think. Something like that.
It's because you can probably just like...
Because he's fucking gets like...
Because he moves slow and he's
awkward.
He
gets like halfway knocked out and will still just keep coming at you.
That's nuts.
He's a beast.
I don't watch the fighting. I don't want to see any bones break or anything. I just wish we could all live together in peace, you know?
Shut up, dude. You fucking Satanist. Piece of shit.
So it's a very mild taste on the cherry.
You know, this is a lot... Yeah, it's not bad.
It's kind of bitter, too. Like, there's...
It's malty, so I don't know if you...
It's not like an IPA bitter, but there's like a... I'm
trying
what it is.
I think it's... I don't want to confuse it with like an alcohol.
It's a yeasty bitter.
Yeah. I think it's the cherry is... The fermented cherry is like... That's the bitterness from the cherry.
Well, that could be it. Could be from the pit.
Did we talk about... I don't know if I've said this before, but I just think you got to be really careful with cherry flavored things because you risk that like... fake cherry flavor that like tastes like Tylenol.
Yeah, I like that taste.
Yeah, okay.
we went over this.
We did go over this because I remember you saying you like the taste of Tylenol, you sick fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking watches fucking Adult Swim all night.
Yes.
Misbehaves.
No, all right.
And likes the taste of Tylenol.
So I don't watch Adult Swim all the time. A lot of the times I'll put on the Science Channel.
Okay. I like that.
Or history, because nothing puts me to sleep faster than Ancient Aliens, because that shit is so stupid.
I was rewatching an episode of The Cosmos today. Really good. With Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Now you got to watch one with Carl Sagan.
Ooh, the original?
Yeah.
Seen it. Real good.
Yeah, Carl Sagan knew what he was talking about.
He's a fucking beast. Okay. So, on the front... is the cherry. And it's through the middle. And then the backside, I get that malty bitterness. I don't want to mistake it for like too much of an alcohol flavor. It's just like this malty bitterness.
To me, there isn't any alcohol flavor. It's very smooth beer.
Okay, cool. Dude, it's for a homebrew. Not bad. It's drinkable. I poured myself a second glass.
I'm just trying to like, I don't want to compare it to a professionally done beer.
Yeah. This is our first like homebrew we've reviewed on this podcast.
Yeah, dude, if you guys are brewing shit at home and you want us to try it and review it, send it to us.
Actually, yeah, I'd love to start doing that.
That'd be so sick. I mean, DM us on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or however you do it. I'm not a really big social media guy.
Yeah,
but yeah, we'll get in touch. We'll give you the information.
Yeah, a few people have told me that they want to give us their home brews to try. I just haven't really like pressed them about it. I'm sure I could. Like, everyone that reached out to me and told me they want to do that, I'm going to I'll contact you, and we'll try to start doing this more. I like this. This is good.
It's kind of watery.
Yeah. How would you... I don't even know how you'd fix that. Like, what do you mean by watery?
The texture. It's not like a... Mm. A lot of beer has, like, a thickness to it, a creaminess. Mm. This doesn't have that.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like a light... It's like a light beer. It feels like a light beer.
It's super... Yeah, yeah. Okay, I know what you're saying. Yeah, the texture in your mouth is like very much a light beer.
Yeah,
better on the heavier on the flavors though.
Yeah, the flavor's real good. You did good on the flavor. Like, yeah. I really don't know how to like scale this. Like, because if I give it a high rating, I'm saying it's better than like a Trillium, and it isn't. Sorry, Scott, it's not better than a Trillium or
no shit.
A Treehouse.
No, but it's
good.
It's good. It's getting a good for me. Like. Okay, here's the thing. Should we come up with a different rating system for homebrews?
I think we should.
Yeah. You think it's only fair?
We should do the
5-star?
I was going to say the poor, the bad, poor, okay, good, great.
Okay.
Unless you don't want to do that.
I like 5-star better.
All right, let's do 5 stars. 5 stars is less
so
work for
me. So a 5-star is like a brilliant homebrew that tastes professionally done.
Like, yeah, I mean, you're probably a professional if you're getting a 5-star.
Yeah, and a 1 is a dog shit. You didn't even really try. Or you tried.
Or it's your first time.
Balls.
You shouldn't
have
submitted it.
Yeah.
If you're submitting a 1-star, rethink your taste in craft beer. Unless you're just trying to, unless you're pulling a joke on us, you know?
Yeah.
You think that's funny? It's not funny. Cut the shit.
Yeah. Fuck face. I think I got my 5-star, I got like my 1 to 5 rating.
All right.
For homebrews.
You can go first.
Okay. I'm going to give it 3 stars.
Oh, okay. I'm caught in between 2 and 3.
You? Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I'm leaning more towards a 3.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to be biased because like I said, I don't like a cherry.
Yeah.
Wheat.
A 3, right, exactly. A 3 to me is... We're keeping in mind that it's a homebrew and it's a solid homebrew. It's a solid homebrew. Like if you... Say you were into this beer, into this style of beer, like malty, cherry-flavored beers. You wanted to, and you brewed this yourself, like you could drink the whole batch of it yourself.
If I was at Scott's house, and I'd had this beer, and he goes, hey, you want some of that cherry wheat? I'd say, yeah, I'll have some.
Like this dude, apparently he was telling me, he has like a nice, like he built a bar in his basement. So I'm going to go over there sometime and try some of his other brews.
He's got this cherry wheat on tap?
I think so.
That's pretty sick.
I don't know if he has it on tap, but he bottled a bunch of it. So
yeah, it's solid beer. I'd be like, yeah, pour me a cherry wheat there, Scotty.
Pour me that cherry wheat, Scotty. Pour me some of that Scotty special sauce.
Thanks, barkeep.
That cherry sauce.
Yeah.
Scotty's cherry sauce.
You're just trying too hard now. Scotty's special sauce was fine.
Okay. I feel like that should be reserved for like his best beer, though. Maybe this is his best beer.
Is this your best beer, Scott?
Scott.
Tell us. I mean, it's the one he submitted. Maybe it is.
Maybe
he's like, I'm really proud of this cherry wheat. They're going to give me 5 stars on it, I know.
All right, I'm ready for a palate cleanser.
Okay, what are we doing next? Yeah, I'll take a little palate
cleanser. Next, we're doing the next beer. Here, you can pour it. and I'll tell these people some stuff.
All right, tell the
first
folks.
Off, thanks nice. Again to TNL Liquors, West Peabody. They provided two Patriots games ago. They provided me with a whole bunch of beer that I drank during the game, and it was extremely good.
You never brought me the whatever beer you said you were going to bring me.
I didn't?
What the fuck was that? Yeah, you said it was either going to be Sip of Sunshine or Clown Shoes, and I never saw either one.
Whoops. Yeah. Oh, I still have the clown. Ooh, I don't. I left the Clown Shoes at someone's house. I gave it to them as a present. I still have a Sip of Sunshine if you want that. So but they gave me some Sip of Sunshine.
Oh, you're going to do a little Rinsky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
They gave me some. Ooh, they gave me. Oh, what the fuck. I think some of my roommates drank the Sam Adams IPA that I wanted to try. Fuck.
Oh, you didn't get to try any of it?
I was saving it for this podcast.
I didn't get to try any clown shoes.
When I went home and looked in my fridge, it wasn't in there.
Wait, your roommate drank your beer without asking?
Sometimes I get drunk and do stuff like that.
That's grounds for eviction where I come from.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up of them. But anyways, thank you to TNL Liquors and West Peabody. Those beers were great. And thanks to Scotty. And follow us on social media at Bruce Sader's Podcast.
Yeah, you can search for us on Google, too. If you type in Bruce Sader's Podcast into Google, we come up.
Bitch.
Yeah, we're on Google.
Yeah, Google me. Google me, ho.
I think you can be Googled.
Me?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm pretty fucking well known.
I can be Googled, too, though.
Anyone can be Googled.
Just doesn't mean you're going to get any results. This conversation sucks. Let's talk about the beer.
You like... You like the look of this? Because I think this is wicked pretty.
Yeah, I think I said that, but I don't remember.
Oh, the smell of it.
Definitely felt.
It's interesting.
I like the unfilteredness to it. There's some bubblage spiking up from the bottom. I like it's just a continuous flow, and that gets me erect, so that's nice.
Dude, this is a really, really complicated aroma.
Now that is a...
It's like a two-tone aroma. There's two smells.
I didn't get two smells.
Call me two smells, but I got a few on.
Is this a triple?
Wow, you fucking nailed it. Didn't you? You already knew it was a triple.
No, I didn't. I didn't read it at all.
Okay, well, you nailed that. This is Belgian Golden Ale. Trekker Triple by Slum Brew out of Somerville. 9.2% alcohol by volume.
Oh, you can tell by the smell, so it's heavy alcohol.
Coming in hot. And, bro, I want your take on this can. I really want your take on that can. Look at the front.
Is that...
an angel killing a demon?
Oh, I don't like that. Is that the colors of...
the German flag?
The motherland?
Yes. Stop, don't call it the motherland. Don't call it that.
Why not?
Just talk about the can, you fucking Nazi.
So you got the black stripe. Well, no, it's not a Nazi flag. I don't respect a Nazi.
I know. You hate Nazis. You like America.
I love America. Red, white, and blue. I bleed red. Everyone does it. That's what makes it funny.
That's what makes it fun? Don't say that either.
I said funny.
Stop. No, you said fun, dude. That's what I heard you.
Fun. Funny. I don't know what I said. I don't care. So it's got the black stripe on the top, a big yellow stripe in the middle, and then a reddish-orange stripe on the bottom. And he's right. There's an angel. Could be the Archangel Michael or Gabriel. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Michael.
Oh.
Wait, why Gabriel? Who's Gabriel?
He's another angel, another Archangel.
What's an Archangel?
The angels have hierarchy, and an Archangel is...
The angels have a hierarchy?
Higher up, yeah.
So the angels are like the head angels?
Yes, they're
like the dons of the mafia.
They're the ones who kind of, wouldn't God be the don?
Yeah, I guess technically. But they're made men.
They go up to him, God, Don, could you, I got some things to take care of. Is that okay if I do it? And they're like, and he's like, you come to me on this day? And they go, yeah, whatever. Then he's killing a pig demon, it looks like. And I'm not a big fan of that because we all know that demons and angels look exactly the same because... Demons are just fallen angels.
Right.
So that's silly.
They could grow pig's heads. There's no animals in hell with pig's heads. There definitely are.
What I think happened is this angel / demon cut off the head of a pig and just decided to wear it on his head.
Yeah. Probably
so
true.
So he's got a regular person's head underneath there too.
But that angel's fucking that demon up. He's about to stab him right in the gut.
He's already stabbing him. You can see that the wound is ginormous.
Oh, really?
And then on the bottom there, there's some castles and shit, but it's very, very barely visible.
Yeah.
That's just L.A. calling me. True fact, it really is. Belgian Golden Ale Slum Brew. We would love to have you visit our new brewery and tap room in Somerville. And that's it. It doesn't really say much. It's got some flowers and shit.
So this is another... Wait, what style is it? Belgian?
It's a Belgian Golden Ale.
Belgian Golden Ale. Okay. Dude, this thing's fucking...
It's not golden. I'll tell you that much right now.
No, it's definitely not golden. It's a cool color. It looks like apple cider.
It's more of an orange than a gold.
Dude, this beer is like super heavy with apple.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Have you tried it yet?
I haven't.
Eh, dude, it's kind of...
You don't fucking know me, son.
It's sketchy.
All right, let
me
take my first
sip. So it literally
sip.
Looks like apple cider. When you smell it, I got a wicked heavy apple scent, and then I tasted it, and it tasted like apple cider. But like, I love apple cider. Not the best apple cider I've ever had right here.
All
right,
so let me give my breakdown of the my analysis of the flavor here.
Your analysis?
Analysis.
No, analysis.
Yeah, my analysis. And first off, you get the very heavy apple scent as you're letting the liquid flow towards your mouth. And then when it hits your mouth, you get the apple, like you said. But then you get like a cinnamon or a spice.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking apple pie. I fucking hate apple pie. Apple pie's not German. This beer's not German.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think it tastes like apple pie? Or like an apple crumb?
That's just like our taste slightly varying, because to me it's more of an apple cider, which is fucking almost the same thing. The spices are a little different. To me it tastes more like a cider.
But, it's spicy.
But like, we both agree on the apple.
Yeah.
This beer is wicked aggressive, dude. It's over the top with the flavoring.
Super thick.
And it when it hits my mouth, it almost... Does it feel like... The carbonation is the same as like a cider, too. It tastes super sugary to me.
There's a lot of sugar. I mean, I wouldn't buy this again.
No. It doesn't even taste like a beer. It tastes like fermented apple cider.
Yeah, you're right. When I get a Belgian, I don't know, for some reason I'm thinking like a Blue Moon or a Shock Top.
Yeah.
Not, this doesn't taste like that.
This is nothing like that.
I don't know if I can finish it. I wish I didn't pour so much.
I know. I poured a shit ton expecting it to be decent.
I was expecting like a nice orangey lagerishness, but I didn't get that.
Yeah. No, it's darker than any Belgian.
It tastes really wintry / fall. This tastes like the fall.
Yeah.
Autumn leaves.
Tastes like a candle. Dude, there's like... I love apple cider. Holy, you know, John Adams drank a glass of apple cider a day.
Which John Adams?
The OG John Adams.
Not John Quincy Adams?
No, fuck John Quincy Adams.
Why?
Fucking fuck him, dude.
What are you, nuts?
What did John Quincy Adams ever do?
He was
do?
The president.
So?
So it wasn't John Adams.
Exactly.
You're supposed to say that.
No, I was going to say, so are a lot of other idiots, dude. Woodrow Wilson was our president, bro.
What a terrific guy he was.
Schliga Nations. Get the fuck out of here,
Martin,
bro.
Martin Van Buren.
You just dick.
You don't even like shit, do you?
I just don't... I'm just skeptical of John Quincy Adams, bro.
Why?
I think he rode his uncle's coat... Was John Adams his uncle? I think it was his uncle. He rode his uncle's coattails, dude.
I thought it was his papa. I thought he's... Papa Adams? I'm going to be
the
president
in the
someday.
Podcast where the internet really comes into handy.
It's almost better if it doesn't, because we just make up our own story about it.
Yeah, but that's not... We're not educating our listeners. A lot of people right now are like...
Wait, is that our fucking job, to educate our listeners?
Was John Quincy Adams related? I know he's related, but this will at least get me to
it.
I'm
pretty sure it was his son. You got to talk while I'm doing this, bro.
No, we don't have to talk, dude. We're fucking on this shit. Presidents related to... In fact, John Adams' great-great-grandparents were among the Pilgrims. That's not what I wanted to know.
What did you want to know?
I want to know is John Adams... this is one of the Google suggestions. Is John Adams John Quincy Adams?
Yes.
Yeah, he changed his name between presidencies. Fuck, that's wicked funny. That's mad funny.
Oh, John Quincy Adams narrowly beat Andrew
Jackson.
Which
presidents were grandfather and grandson? Benjamin Harrison and William Henry Harrison.
All right, so.
Are the Harrison presidents related? Here we go.
John Quincy Adams was born on.
This is another one. Why is John Quincy Adams important?
Let me give you 10 interesting facts about him, okay?
Yep.
Well, let me start with his biography first. Yeah, today, though he served for only one term, the scion of John and Abigail Adams left an indelible mark on American history. He was our nation's sixth president. He was born in Quincy, Massachusetts. He died on February 23rd.
Was it Quincy, Massachusetts when he was there? Because I doubt it.
No, it became Quincy after him.
Right.
Quincy's such a girl name.
Quincy, you fucking bitch.
And he's buried in Quincy at the First Unitarian Church. He is quoted as saying, "Always vote for principle, though you may vote alone, and you may cherish the sweetest reflection that your vote is never lost." The fuck does that even mean? You had me at always vote for your principle, but then you just started.
I found the answer.
Yes.
Yeah, they're father and son.
Yes, I know. Adams was very well educated. That's the first fact.
Sick fact, Google.
He became a lawyer without going to law school.
That's not a real thing.
That's the second fact. True fact. He was the driving force behind the Monroe Doctrine.
You mean he called himself a lawyer and interrupted people in court a lot?
You want me to read it? Though he did earn a master's degree from Harvard in 1790, Adams completed his legal education as an apprentice to the great Theophilus Parsons.
Love Theo. Love Theo Parsons.
Theophilus.
Theophilus.
Theophilus?
Yeah. Theophilus.
Sure, whatever. So he didn't go to school. He was an apprentice.
Dude, this guy's a quack, bro. I told you he's a piece of shit, bro. Fucking rode his father's coattails into office. Called himself a lawyer, never actually went to law school, just fucking kind of milled around all these famous and smart and rich people.
He shaped the Monroe Doctrine.
He's the OG George Bush.
Do you know what the Monroe Doctrine is?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I was just looking at it.
It declared that any European attempt to colonize or interfere with the Americas would be viewed as a direct threat to the safety of the United States and worthy of intervention. Badass. You come over here, we're going to war. That's what he was saying.
That's badass.
He was a double senator. Who gives a shit? Motherfucking John C. Calhoun served as Adams' vice president.
Wait, was that guy like the...
That's a fucking terrific name.
John C. Calhoun. Yo, you know what the best name in history is? Like in history class? Horace Mann.
I went to Horace Mann Laboratory School.
Every school is named after Horace Mann.
Yeah, because he's like the founder of modern education.
Yeah, even if your school isn't named after Horace Mann, it's like underneath the sign of like JFK High School, like you like rip it off and like on the brick underneath it is like the old sign that says Horace Mann High School. You know?
Mine was an elementary school.
Yeah.
It was a laboratory school as well.
What does that mean?
It means it's like hands-on and you do experiments and stuff. Instead of like reading from traditional books and stuff, you do more like projects and shit.
What is it called when you get an education that's they let kids, like they do some like regular curriculum stuff and then they let kids like explore their things, just explore like what they want to do, their interests,
like a trade?
No, it's not a trade school.
Like agricultural?
No, it's some
vocation.
No. Your cat is meowing. She's not being so loud. She's in not the fucking being, background.
She's not being picked up, don't worry.
I can't focus. All right, BTTB, because this beer is gross and I want to
I want to pour it out, but I got to chug it.
Are we doing the third beer?
What do you think? Should we?
Yeah.
We're only at 45-ish.
Yeah, we're doing it. All right. Do you have a number? This beer is gross. I'll be honest. This beer is fucking disgusting. Let me just recap everything about this fucking beer.
I do Slum have a number. Brew.
You guys make good beers. I had your sour before. Bomb. Bomb sour, actually, for a sour. I think it's called Red Lobster, or maybe that's one of your other beers.
Red Lobster. You ever get the cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster?
No. Go to Red Lobster.
No?
I'm not a fucking savage, dude.
What's being a savage is a good thing.
Yeah, well, not that type of savage.
What kind of savage is that?
I don't know. The bad type.
There's no such thing.
That eats at Red Lobster.
I've never been to Red Lobster, but the cheddar biscuits, they're just to die for.
I don't even want to know why you've had only cheddar biscuits from a Red Lobster. Fucking weirdo. Slum Brew. Okay. Good beers, usually. This beer, a big fucking swing and a miss. Not good. First off, doesn't taste anything like the typical type of beer that, you know, it doesn't taste like a Belgian wheat. It is way too heavy.
I just looked at the bottom of the can.
Why was it? Oh, is it old?
It's at least 7 months old.
That changes things.
I don't know if we're being fair.
It's canned. It should be okay. Nah, fuck it, bro. I'm going with it. Because how it's going to change the flavor, but not that much. Maybe a little.
Unless it's supposed to be like, it doesn't say drink fresh on it. And you see that on a lot of beers that it will fuck up the flavor.
Yeah. I think it was just way too heavy on this like weird apple flavor. And it was just kind of tasted gross. So that's my take. I'm giving it a 58.
I'm giving it a 62. Because I might hate it, but yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to be fair.
Yeah, but just because you're trying to be fair doesn't mean you can't like.
It's a 60. I don't think it's an awful. I don't like it, but I know people would.
No, but that's what's. We say that sometimes, but I literally don't know anyone that would like this beer.
People
I don't,
who
I don't
like
think
cider
would
like this
it.
Beer. It's a good gateway beer for people who like cider.
I think if you want to drink a cider, you drink a cider, and this is just gross.
I don't know why I'm defending a 62. That's a terrible number.
Yeah, it's shit. It's not a good beer.
It's a 60, so it's still not a drain pour, but I'm about to. Because I don't want to drink this.
It's not an official drain pour, but Jesus fuck.
All right. Do you want me to drain yours, too?
Yeah.
All right. So, next up, we're drinking...
Dude, you got me...
A stone face.
Thinking about grilled cheese right now.
A Stoneface Brewing Company beer. Mozocalypse, I think that's how you fucking say it. It's like apocalypse, but Mozocalypse.
Dude, we both fucking opened this beer, poured it, smelled it, and just went, ah.
I love it.
It was like a massive sigh of relief in the room.
This is a limited release beer.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Stoneface is brewed in Newington, New Hampshire. Live free, drink craft, you motherfuckers. Doesn't say the motherfuckers, Pat. It's 8.0% alcohol by volume. It's a double India pale ale. Comes in a 1-pint can. It's got the sticker on it instead of being printed directly on the can. It's got a hop that looks like the old man in the mountain, which is a new New Hampshire thing.
Love that.
I think that's a Stoneface brewing thing.
It is, yeah. It's on all their shit.
Their IBUs is 50, and SRM is 10, and it says... 0G over 17 plateau. 17 degrees plateau. Don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know what that means.
Probably something to do with atmospheric pressure and all that other shit.
Yeah, probably atmospheric pressure. Oh, man. What a fucking... Oh, this is great.
Look
change
at the
up.
Fucking lacing on that.
Yeah. We're just... Ooh, I can get excited about this one.
This is a terrific beer.
You know what, actually? I'm going to say something. Kudos to fucking Scotty because the beer that he brewed out of today, we're drinking three beers. His was the second best beer.
Was, yeah.
I drink his beer over that fucking Slum Brew.
Me too.
All day, every
all
day.
All day.
10 times out of 10.
I mean, I might just go with water at some point instead of doing all day, every day, but...
But, yeah.
You get the point.
You get the point. You know what we're talking
but
about.
But now this beer... This is an IPA.
Now, this is a beaut of a beer.
This is an IPA amongst IPAs.
Listen to my voice. Listen how excited I am.
It's so thick and hazy and cloudy. It's fucking tremendous. And the lacing from the top of the head on the foam is still there, even though all the foam is gone.
And it took a while for that head to go down.
Oh, it's so good. It was two fingers, too. It was all...
Full two, like a fat two fingers.
Oh, she was taken too.
Some fucking.
She took too easy.
Ooh, fat sausage fingers, dude. Like just someone with fucking COPD. No one's gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, that's that. They say
people get club fingers.
They go, don't take if you have COPD when you're on the commercials.
Yeah.
I'm always like, what the fuck is COPD?
Yeah.
Cop dick. Don't take if you have cop dick.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. You got shitty lungs, basically.
Pulmonary, that means of the lungs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good. Look at you, you fucking educated bastard.
You goddamn right.
But people with that, sometimes they get club fingers. So they'll have like a normal finger, but then their last digit will just be like a fucking circle.
So what you're saying is it looks like those condoms with the big reservoir tips.
Right. It looks exactly, they got condom fingers. Remember salad fingers? They got condom fingers.
Shaped for her pleasure. That's what the Ooh. Finger is.
Yeah, just a like a light bulb on the tips of their fingers.
It's basically like you have one anal bead on your finger at all times.
Right. And that's really the essence of this podcast is fingertip anal beads.
Everyone loves a fingertip anal bead.
And that's really the general theme we've been trying to capture over the past year or so.
I mean, people buy gloves that give you that kind of thing. Yeah.
And this, honestly, this whole podcast has been a lead up to this point where we talk about fingertip anal beads.
It's all downhill from here.
And that's really just what we wanted to accomplish. We wanted to get enough listeners. We're like, we're going to wait till we hit a certain point in our viewership. And then right when we get there, fucking talk about fingertip anal beads.
Fingertip anal beads.
Perfect.
That's a terrific name for a...
Every COPD patient from now on, the rest of my career on ambulance, I will think of totally differently.
You're going to be like, wow, what have you done with that finger? Where's that finger, Ben? Make the best of a bad situation. That's what I always say.
There's a lot of shirts we need to make. We might have to put something about that on a shirt.
I need you to get a picture of an actual COPD hand.
Bro, I'm going to show you.
I might be exaggerating, right? It's probably not that bad, right?
No, there's some fucking bad ones, dude.
It's like a giant, like, just knot.
Yeah, there's some bad ones. Here, talk about the beer for a second.
Well, the aroma on this beer is fucking citrus all day, every day. I have to taste and talk. I can't do that.
You can do it, dude. You can do it. I want to show you. Oh,
my nose is full of stuffing right now. So that's
look at this shit.
I'm not good. I don't do well with... Oh, those are fine.
Bro,
he looks like an alien. He kind of looks like a frog. He's got like frog fingers.
Yeah, dude.
That's not bad.
It's disgusting.
I thought it would just be on one or two. It's on all of them.
No, they get all their fingers like that. It's fucking gross.
Now, if they don't treat it, will it just eventually...
Look at this person's nails. They're just straight up rounded.
Yeah, but
like,
I don't...
They look like the fucking top... Remember, you know, you see like...
There's a lot of things wrong with that hand.
The fucking top of a dome stadium. That's what their fingertips look like.
Those nails are gross looking, too. They got fungus covering them.
Fuck me if I ever get a disease like that.
Pick a different hand. But that first one, that looked like an alien. Like, they use those are fucking anal probing fingers.
You think aliens use their hands for anything else? Let's be honest, dude. They're fucking anal probing fingers.
Dude, aliens can move stuff with their minds. They have telekinesis. Of course they're only using their fingers for anal stuff.
Else? You can't anally probe someone with telekinesis. You gotta do it the old fashioned way.
Here's what they're doing. They're using their telekinesis to lift objects, to lift anuses up onto their fingers. They don't even move their fingers.
Imagine having the power of telekinesis and just using it to manipulate someone's asshole onto your finger. You can do anything you want.
I want that
butt on my finger.
I gotta get that butt on my finger without moving my finger.
I'm gonna wear him like a ring.
I'm gonna be like, I'm not doing this. He's doing it.
He's butt fucking my finger.
That's dirty.
God damn.
So what do you think of the beer?
BTTB, huh?
Yeah.
Back to the butt probing. Okay. Can I have the can?
Of course, you can.
I want to just give it a little look over.
Where is it?
Oh, right beside you to your left. There it is. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I think about this. Stoneface is pretty fucking good. I love New Hampshire. One of my favorite states of all time. Live free or die. Mozocalypse? Yeah, Mozocalypse. I can't remember what else we had by Stoneface. It was good. It was really good.
It's always good. I mean, they're putting out a terrific product.
They're putting it out. They're putting it out like a cheerleader in high school.
Maybe college.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I don't know if it tastes so good because we just had literally one of the most trash beers we've had on this podcast, but goddamn, this is a good fucking beer.
No, this beer's terrific. Okay. I've drinking it 3 times before and I've loved it every time.
It's light. It's thick. It's a good thickness, but it's like it goes down so easily.
It's so smooth. Much flavor in this beer.
Oh, it's the best, dude. We've said it once. We'll say it again. We hate to suck the dick of IPAs because everyone just makes these New England IPAs now. And like,
this is the one I sent you the picture of. I said, it's so good to be back on IPAs or something. It was this one.
Oh, was it?
And it was magical. Like taking that first sip, I was like brought to a place I'd never been before.
That's so good.
It was so familiar though.
Dude, it's actually a good thing we've been, like, you appreciate it so much more. Like when you go, like, when you're drinking like a high quality IPA, a different one every single week, you love it. Obviously you love it, but
obviously,
but you get, you know, you take it for granted in a way. After taking a little break, oh man, so good.
It was just so good to come back to it.
Mm-hmm. Now I had Clown Shoes, Galactica IPA. Galactica?
So that's made with the Galaxy hops, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is made with Mosaic hops.
It's a double IPA. Dude, I think I like the Mosaic hops.
Dude, the Mosaic much hop better. It's a top shelf hop.
It's much better.
Top shelf.
Galactica was good. It's kind of, it was a little more alcohol-y. It like left more alcohol flavor. And this is actually, this is a higher percentage alcohol in it, and it's way smoother. To me, it
goes down so easy. These would be dangerous if you didn't realize.
I would cry. These are good. It's good pregame beer because say you're going to like a bar, and you know you're going to a kind of expensive bar.
Now, what's pregaming?
Pregaming.
I mean, I know what it is, but is it? I know what my version of pregaming is. Mine is I have one, maybe two beers beforehand. But some people pregame and they're just chugging shit, and I'm like, not for me.
Yeah, you can go hard during the pregame.
I'm a classy guy.
Especially if you're going out to like an expensive bar or something.
I like an anal finger.
I don't know where that fits into that.
I'm a classy guy.
Stop bringing this back to the COD.
I'll never stop thinking of it now.
Oh man, your cat is literally, I think, just throwing around raw pasta out there. I don't know what it's doing. It's making so much noise.
That was downstairs.
Okay. Your cat's downstairs in the kitchen.
You gotta learn to ignore things around
you.
I'm just saying. You gotta go with the flow.
What was I talking about?
Are you very stressed out? Kinda. You're talking about the difference between Mosaic and Galaxy hops.
Dude, Mosaic. Oh, we're talking about pregaming.
Oh, pregaming. That's right, what I was talking about.
Pregaming, you know, typically consists of a lot of drinking and drinking games. Drinking games are big during the pregame.
See, I thought that was a party.
No. No.
What's a party like?
A house party, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you're throwing, you know, you're playing a little Dodge beer.
Yeah.
Beer pong.
Yep, some beer pong. But pre-gaming's good. It's good to play a game that's going to get everyone involved. You know, you can play Kings.
Well, I was thinking Kings.
Kings is good. You got to have someone that knows all the rules really well.
Don't you get to make up rules as you go along?
At some point.
If you're the king or some shit.
Yep, that's right. Kings is good. You know, you need a deck of cards. That's a good one.
Asshole.
Asshole is pretty good.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Because you get to say asshole a lot.
Yeah. There's this game they play out in Colorado. It's really big at like the colleges out there. It's called Snappa. You play like you have a table and there's a beer on each corner of the table and there's two teams of two. So each person has their beer in a corner and then you got to throw the dice.
Oh, dice.
You have a die. You have a die. You throw it up. You agree on a height. You have to throw the die over, and you try to land it in one of the other person's beer. And you get points and stuff, and it's tough. It's like an athletic drinking game, I'd say.
I don't like it.
It's pretty good.
I like Dodge beer.
Dodge beer. It's when you throw the fucking pong ball, right?
It's when you take a can of beer and you just chuck it at each other.
What?
No. Yeah, you're right. I think it's called corners or something.
We call that stop. Because doesn't it, if you hit the beer...
People call it stop, they call it corners.
Yeah, and it bounces off. You got to go run and get it. And
I don't even know why we call it Dodge beer.
I was explaining the in beer pong, there's this rule that you can play. It's called Sacagawea. It's really fun.
I say Sacagawea.
Sacagawea. Yeah, I like that. It sounds better. Sometimes I don't know how to pronounce things.
No, that's just what I say. Both ways are... I mean, obviously one way is correct, but I don't know if it's agreed upon.
Both ways are acceptable here.
Correct. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so if someone, it's regular Beirut, you know, regular beer pong, but if someone airballs it, you can catch the ball and in one motion say Sacagawea and throw it at the other team. If you hit them in the face, if you hit someone in the face,
that's kind of my specialty.
They have to chug a full beer.
Oh wow!
And the game's over.
Sacagawea.
Yeah,
I said it like you that time.
Yeah, you did. I like that. I'm converting you.
That's the
someone I was. Last
I thought it involved a canoe.
I was at a party on New Year's, and I said that we should do that. And then one of the girls called me racially insensitive.
Oh yeah, you can't,
because
I don't understand why.
Me neither.
It's literally just you're just saying an Indian's name.
Yeah, I literally was like, "Oh, we're honoring Sacagawea."
I mean, I wouldn't say you're honoring. I mean, that rule could be anything.
I'm just saying that's what I said.
That rule could be butt penis, and it would still be the same thing.
Yeah, it's just something,
because it's got nothing to do with.
Sacagawea is really,
unless it's like supposed to imply scalping, but then you could just say scalping.
I think I said something that's like throwing a tomahawk. I don't know. You just catch the ball in one motion, throw it back, and yell Sacagawea.
I mean,
if you don't yell it, it doesn't count.
If you caught it, threw it in one motion, and said, Indians have gambling problems, I mean, then it would be
right. That's my point.
That would make more sense.
You're just saying a name.
Yeah.
That really, really irked me.
That would have pissed me. I would have lost it. I would have went into a lot of.
It wasn't my party. I was invited to it by a friend. I didn't know anyone there, so I just.
Oh, then that was perfect.
I tried to
lose your shit. That's the best place to lose your shit.
Where I know I'm not going to see any of these people again.
Because then you're a story. Then you become a story for someone else.
It's true.
I wonder how many people tell stories about me.
You know what would have been even better? Is if I just did the rule and didn't explain it.
Yes. Yes.
I just, and then after was like, what, you guys don't play that way?
You should have fucking nailed her in the face. Was she on the opposite team? Was she on the opposing team?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't play with someone
like that. I thought
maybe
she was just someone watching.
No, she was on the opposite
team. That
would
have been tremendous if you just did it and threw it at a spectator.
Because I was asking her, I was like, do you play the Sacagawea rule? Do you know what that is? And she was like,
that's
no.
Racially insensitive.
And I said it, and then she, yeah. Yeah. So I should have just done it.
You should have said, explain. How was that racially sensitive or insensitive or suck a dick?
Yeah, I got mad, but I kept it tame.
Never keep it tame.
I know. Should have brought out the mayhem.
Never be afraid to be you. I spout words of wisdom all the goddamn time, and I don't get any credit for it. They're fucking cliche, and 1,000 people have said it before me, but so what?
But as long as it comes out of your mouth.
I mean it.
That's right. You look good in that Take Back Craft hat.
Thank you.
Take Craft Back?
Yeah. I did.
Take Craft Back. Okay, cool. all right, BTTB. What do you got for thoughts on it? Any thoughts right now? My thought is just thank God we're drinking this right now. It's a good way to end this fucking podcast on this beer. Glad we did it last.
The hop is so subtle on the front, but you can as it moves back, it gets stronger. You can feel it getting stronger as it hits the back.
Could not have said it any better myself.
There's like a this is going to sound strange. There's like a slight saltiness. And I don't know if it's just me because I ate a little bit before. But I feel like it's very, very mild, very almost not even noticeable. It's a very faint hint, but it works. It brings everything together for me. So maybe I just got lucky.
Super juicy to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the juice flavor that I'm tasting? Because it's not... It's kind of like orange juice.
It's a grapefruit. To me, it's real grapefruity.
It's an orange and grapefruit. Or you mostly just get grapefruit?
It's like a tang.
Oh, tang.
I fucking love tang.
I love a good
Someone should make a tang beer.
You like tang barbecue sauce?
I ain't never had it.
South Carolina style barbecue sauce. If you ever get a chance to try it, it's like tangy.
Oh, I like a tangy.
Yeah.
I'm talking tang. Tang's astronaut juice.
It's what?
Have you never heard of tang? It's a beverage. It's an orange beverage.
Oh, from back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
They had monkeys in the commercial.
Right.
I remember.
It was made for astronauts.
They were monkeys on a roller coaster, weren't they?
I don't know what the fuck they were on, but
they
were
orangutans.
They were made for that juice was made for astronauts.
It's just a juice box.
It was made so they could be made in space. It's not. It wasn't originally a juice box. It was a powder.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Did I ask you last week if you ever had astronaut ice cream?
I don't think you did. Maybe you did, but
I want to try it really bad.
I have had it.
I really want
to
try it.
You've never had it? It's Dippin' Dots?
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. What?
Although that's what it started out as. Now I've seen things that are like chunkier looking, but I'm pretty sure it's just freeze-dried ice cream.
Does it need to be frozen always?
think so. Not, I mean, not real,
dude.
Astronaut ice cream.
I should get ice astronaut. I should get real astronaut ice cream.
I was watching Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern, and he was eating astronaut food. It's very much the same.
Yeah, they're pretty good about it now.
But the flavors are
good, like, cuisine.
Your taste buds change
when you're in space,
so they have to get things that are like, they get duller, so they put like a lot of spices.
They do?
Yeah, in the food.
Gravity changes your taste buds?
I don't know if it's gravity so much as the lack of pressure. It's a different pressure. Your taste buds change when you're on a plane, too.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. It's a different pressure gradient.
Yeah.
That actually makes perfect sense. That's why people get altitude sickness. They get like cerebral or pulmonary edema. You used to have like a heavy pressure out, like in the outside, like in your lungs. And then when there's less, all the fluid from like the interstitial space gets pushed up into your lungs because there's no pressure pushing it back. And then you get, you know,
it's interesting.
You could die.
If you pressurize properly while going down into the ocean and then come back too fast, you'll explode.
You get the bends.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll explode, dude.
I'd like to think you will.
You'll get the bends, but I don't know if you'll explode.
You can die from it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can die. Yeah, you're not supposed to scuba dive and fly within 24 hours or like 48 hours.
I mean, I've done that 4 times in just one day, so.
Remember that show, 1,000 Ways to Die?
Yeah, I think that was a lot of made-up stuff.
Yeah, probably. There was a lot of stupid stuff. There was one on there where the guy laughed to death. That was pretty dumb. But there was one on there where someone...
You could laugh to death, right? You'd just run out of oxygen. You'd probably just...
I think that's what they...
Asphyxiate. Although, that's not true because... Once you get to a certain point, you become unconscious and then your body regulates.
Yeah, you start breathing. Yeah, I think the guy just probably had a heart attack or some shit while he was laughing. Like, he was laughing so hard it like threw him. He probably had a shitty heart to begin with, obviously.
I have a little bit of advice for that guy. Heart attack's not a funny situation. You should stop laughing when you have a heart attack.
You'd be the most legendary person ever if you got someone to laugh so hard that they fucking
laughed themselves to death.
They died. You killed someone by making them laugh so hard.
So you're on stage.
Yeah.
Someone laughs themselves to death. You can literally say for the rest of your life, I killed at that show.
Fuck you, Maddie.
Well, that was good. That was good.
Man.
I'm on today. I said some funny things today.
I know, you did. You've been cute.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, so good to be back on the IPA game.
You know, it's so tough to judge such a good beer because I don't know if you've noticed this, but when we have a good beer, we don't talk about the beer at all.
It's true.
Like, we get a lot further away from it when we have a good one.
Yeah, it's because we don't have to, like, we're not distracted by, like, a crappy flavor. It's like, we're at home.
It brightens our spirits.
Yeah, it brightens our spirits. We're fucking comfortable and at home. We feel safe.
Yes.
Guarded.
It's magnificent.
I just feel warm and fuzzy.
Well, that could be the alcohol.
Could be the mosaic hops too.
It is.
Every beer should have mosaic hops.
Maybe not every beer, but most beers.
So good. You got a number?
I don't. Do you?
Yeah. I love this beer.
I got mine. I think I'm just in a different mood today, so it's not.
I don't know what your number is, but I have a feeling we're going to be the same number.
I don't think we are.
My number is 86.
Oh, God damn it, 87. Real close. Real close.
I thought it was going to be the same. I thought it was. I was really, really thought we were going to be the
same.
That
was real close. I thought you were going to go 90s.
No, I knew you thought that. I had this weird feeling that we were going to be exact. Damn, we were one number
off. We're never exact. We're always close.
I had a premonition.
87. That's good, man. You got to embrace that shit.
Yeah. This is fucking great beer. God damn.
Helps you see into the future.
Repeat the name. Let's see.
Mazocalypse.
By Stoneface Brewing. I don't know.
Real solid.
Where in Hampshire did you say?
Newington. Newington, yeah.
That's not far.
Is it?
No, that's not far.
I don't think I've ever been to Newington.
I think I drive through Newington on the way to the mountains sometimes.
What's your favorite mountain?
Mount Lafayette's really cool.
I don't. It's not so much a mountain as it is a ledge, and that's Cathedral Ledge.
Cathedral Ledge that overlooks Echo Lake.
You ever, dude? You ever been?
I almost said that as my favorite, but it's not. But it's not a mountain. If you asked what my favorite spot in New Hampshire was, I would have said that. I always do. That's literally when I'm like,
we're gonna talk.
My favorite spot in the world.
We're gonna talk a little bit after this.
Yeah,
I love the mic. Place.
We might kiss a little. Oh man. Well,
have you got anything else?
I got nothing else, but I just want to let people know that they can call the podcast at 1-857-293-1442. Come in hot. Leave us a story about you drinking. Leave us some suggestions. And if you are listening to this and you brew beer, you should hit us up on social media.
Get in contact with us.
Well. Yeah, we're down to keep trying homebrews. We're getting pretty decent now about getting beers from liquor stores. Like, we're getting more and more drinking for free. But I'd love to try some homebrews because today was good. Shout out Scotty.
Yeah, way to go, Scotty.
Fucking pussy.
Yeah, Scotty, I don't know. Scotty Flamingo, I don't know.
That's all I got.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Eddie Mayhem.
I'm Dave Caggiano.
And we are the Brusaders.